There are three halachas in Hilchot Yontif, in which Rabbi Gamliel is machmer, like the opinion of Beis Shammai, as opposed to Beis Hillel, who are Mekel. The first halacha is, Ein tomnin et achamim mi Yontif l'Shabbos. The din is that if Yontif comes out on a Friday, you're not allowed to cook from Yontif l'Shabbos, unless you make an Eretz HaShilim. Now, according to Beis Hillel, an Eretz HaShilim would consist of a cooked object that you cook before Yontif. That would allow you to cook, bake, and to be tomnin et achamim, which is to wrap up hot food, to keep it hot for Shabbos. While Beis Shammai argues, they hold that if you want to bake from Yontif l'Shabbos, the Eretz HaShilim also has to consist of a baked object. And if you want to be tomen as a chamen from Yontif l'Shabbos, the Eretz HaShilim would also have to consist of that which you wrapped up, a hot food from before Yontif. And Rabbi Gamliel holds like Beis Shammai, therefore you cannot be tomen as a chamen from Yontif l'Shabbos unless you were tomen as a chamen before Yontif as part of your Eretz HaShilim. The second halacha is, Ve'ein zokfin et ha-menorah b'yontif. A menorah which is made out of pieces that come together, that fell apart on Yontif, according to Beis Hillel, you would be allowed to put the menorah back together on Yontif. As they hold, there is no iser binyan when it comes to kalim. When you put together a kli, you're not over on bona, and therefore you can put together the menorah. While Beis Shammai argues, they hold yesh binyan b'kalim. When you put together a kli, you are over on bona. And Rabbi Gamliel holds like Beis Shammai, therefore he holds that you cannot put together a menorah which fell apart. They ain't open peat and grease in Ella Rakika. The third halacha is that according to Beis Shammai, you cannot bake thick loaves on Yontif, only thin loaves, while Beis Hillel is Mekel. The reason why Beis Shammai is Machmer is because to bake thick loaves is a tircha. It's difficult work and it takes away from your simchas. Yontif, Rabbi Gamliel agrees with Beis Shammai. Amar Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said to the Chachamim, Mimehem shall Beis Abba. All the days in the house of my father, lo how you open peat and grease in Ella Rakika. They never bake thick loaves on Yontif, only thin loaves. Amrulo, manase lebeis avicha, shehayu machmirin ha'atman, umakilin ha'yisrael, liyaz oifim pitin gritin v'chayu. The Chachamim responded to Rabbi Gamliel, what can we do about the house of your father? That they were machmir for themselves, but they were makel for the rest of Klai Yisrael. Although they themselves did not bake thick loaves on Yontif, they allowed Klai Yisrael to make thick loaves on Yontif, and also to make chori, which are loaves that are baked on coals. Masechet Idiyot Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Aleph Afu Amar Shloisha Dvarim L'Hako. Rabbi Gamliel also took the lenient stance on the following three halachas. Mechabdin Bein Amitas. Rabbi Gamliel holds you're allowed to sweep in between the beds on Shabbos and Yontif, as they used to eat on beds, and they had dirt floors. And Rabbi Gamliel holds that you're allowed to sweep up for crumbs in between the beds, even though there's a possibility there would be a hole in the ground. And by virtue of sweeping for crumbs, you would even out that hole. And that would be usher mishum bona building. Even so, it's mutter, as since this area in between the beds is constantly being swept, it's not likely there would be a hole in the ground. While the Chachamim disagree, they hold since there's a possibility that there would be a hole in the ground, and by sweeping you would even out that hole, it's usher on Shabbos and Yontif. The second halacha is, umanichin es hamugmor b'yontif. Rabbi Gamliel says it's mutter to put incense on coals on Yontif in order to create a nice smell. Even though by virtue of putting the incense on the coals, you are causing the coals to be extinguished, and this is an av malacha mechabe, you're not allowed to extinguish on Shabbos and Yontif, even so it's mutter. As it's mutter to do a malacha litzorach ochel nefesh on Yontif for the purpose of preparing food, and not only for preparing food, but for any hanaz haguf, you're allowed to do a malacha on Yontif, so therefore it's mutter, and the Chachamim disagree. They hold that mugmor is a davar she'eino shava l'kol nefesh. It's not something that is used by most people. And you're not allowed to do a malacha for something that's not a davar hashava l'chol nefesh. Even for ochol nefesh, you can't do a malacha unless it's something that is normally used by people. And mugmor is only for mu'unagim people that are very sensitive to bad smells. So therefore, it's a davar she'eino shava l'chol nefesh. And it is asur on yontiv, even l'tzorach ochol nefesh. The third halacha is, Va'osim g'dima kulas b'lele psachim b'chachamim oisrim. Rabbi Gamliel says that it's a minhag to roast a gedi shalem, a whole goat, on a spit on Leil Pesach. And this is zecher lePesach, as in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, when they made their korban Pesach, they would roast it on a spit shalem, like the Torah says. The reason why it's called a gedi makulas means a helmet, as the innards would be taken out from the gedi before it is roasted and stuck on to the top of the spit above the head. So it looked like it was a helmet on top of the head of the gedi, so it's called a gedi makulas, a goat with a helmet. and this was a minig that they used to do on Leil Pesach, Zecher Le Pesach, even though this was not a Korban Pesach, as the Beis HaMikdash did not exist at that time, but it was Zecher for the Korban Pesach. The Chachamim say that it is usher to do so, and the reason being is that people might think this is really a Korban Pesach, and you're eating the Korban Pesach outside of Yerushalayim, which is usher.